Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hoop's an incredible player. You know, he was able to set all sorts of personal bests last year in an incredible season. And, you know, I think I do a lot of things well, and hopefully I can pick up where he left off. You know, obviously big shoes to fill, but I think my skill set's pretty unique in the league, and hopefully obviously cause some mismatch problems, and hopefully help Matt out a little bit in that offense. And like I said, whatever I can do to help, you know, the Atlanta Falcons win games, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to play at 100 miles an hour. That's the only way I know how.
Hayden Hurst, new tight end for the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, that's what I want to hear. Shout out to my man Andy Bunker, Bunky Pants. He chimed in with a movie, The Greatest Game Ever Played. Never seen that one, Bunk. Never seen that one. So that might be something that, you know, this weekend, got a little time. Got an actual, this is an actual Friday for us. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually watch a movie and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, my wife said last night, the real estate maven, she said, hey, tomorrow's like not First Friday, it's actually like Real Friday. I went, yeah. News about football, of course, Hayden Hurst. We have the entire interview queued up, and we'll play it for you an hour from now if you're still in and about, or if you're streaming us this morning at radio.com. You can always jump into the program, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. And we're going to want to hear from you today. We've been kind of holding off on getting into this big time. But you know what's happened with the Falcons so far in this offseason in terms of players that you have lost. Evandre Campbell, Hugh, goes to the Arizona Cardinals. Boy, a lot of Falcons go to the Cardinals.
Congratulations for him, man. Congratulations. And wish him the best. You know, this game, you know, like I was told a long time ago, Chris Carter, money and memories. Try to take as much of both of those away from this game as you possibly can.
So, Devondre Campbell to the Arizona Cardinals. Dez Trufant goes to the Detroit Lions. Austin Hooper gets the big money deal from the Cleveland Browns. We don't know free yet. We haven't heard anything about him, so we'll find out.
Too many backs out there. It's probably going to be a while.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, you know, and then the money thing. You know, guys, you know, got to figure out what type of money you got going in. Yeah.
How much money did Melvin Gordon cost himself, Hugh? He turned down $10 million last year, sat out the year, and then what? Now he's not going to get nothing? Man.
He'll probably get a job. He'll get a job.
Yeah, he'll get a job, but it ain't going to be nowhere in that neighborhood.
No, I mean, but he'll still get a nice little payday. I mean, you know, man, listen. I hear people say that a lot. When you bet on yourself, you have to be okay with whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
And he bet on himself, and it didn't work out that way, but I'm pretty sure he's okay with that. I mean, sometimes it's about the money, sometimes it's about the principle. Le'Veon Bell was another guy that comes to mind immediately that did the same thing. And folks immediately talk, oh, well, he didn't get much. He got what he felt he deserved. He for him, it was more about the principle of everything as opposed to the money. And I know that there are some people in the car right now that won't understand that. Those probably are the same people that get upset when players sign for the big money contract. So, I mean, that's something that you got to deal with. That's between you and your maker. But that's just how it is. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when you make decisions like that, you have to be prepared for what comes next.
Right.
You have to be.
So the Falcons have made two moves. Hayden Hurst in the trade from Baltimore to fill the spot of Austin Hooper. And Dante Fowler Jr. Into that edge position that Vic Beasley I used to have, and of course, we should mention that Vic, of course, is also on that list. Vic got that deal up in Tennessee. So you're going to see a big roster change for the Atlanta Falcons for this year, kind of rolling the dice. And that brings us to that big old elephant in the room, the discussion yesterday and this morning about Todd Gurley. So let's talk about Todd Gurley. The Rams cut him for a reason. I mean, what was it? They were going to have to pay him I think, $21 million, and they cut him to cut that half before yesterday. But, boy, they walk away from Todd Gurley, and it's going to cost the Rams a ton of money to do this, What does that say to you?
From what I understand, I think it was like a $20 million cap hit, but they would have had to pay him like 10.3. Did that sound right, Abe? That sounds about right. 10.3 they would have had to pay him yesterday, and they're taking a $20 million cap hit. Abe's checking the numbers on that now. But the bottom line is this. When you talk about the potential cap hit that teams have to take, most teams don't want to do that. And that's the first thing when I heard this, that was the first thing that immediately came to mind. Todd Gurley's not going to get that money in free agency. He's not going to get that money that he lost in free agency. He's going to have to take a haircut on that. But with that being said, yesterday my feeling was because a lot of people, shout out to all the people that reached out to me on Twitter and asked what I felt about it. My first response after hearing that he got cut was, why do you think they cut him? You don't cut backs like that are productive, and like you don't cut them unless they're hurt. And somebody came back with Twitter. Well, he had 14 touchdowns last year, and he had under 1,000 yards. I mean, I get that. You got to go back and kind of look at the way that he ran it. You know, because I was like, Quadri Allison had 4 touchdowns last year and 50 yards. So, you know, if that's the comparison that you're using, you have to go back and look and see how he got his touchdowns. If it was like a couple yards carries, does that really count? I mean, I guess it does. But when you talk about production and everything, I don't know. And the one thing that I looked at was like over the past few years, his production has went down, his carries has went down. He has not been the productive back that he once was. But at the same time, you look at the money that he was making in his production, and that's why they cut him, because it wasn't there. And the question was, to make the long story short, was would you take a chance on him? I would probably say right now, if the money was right, you would probably take a chance on him. But I don't even know if I would do that, because you got a lot of young running backs coming out that probably could give you more production for less money than a Todd Gurley would at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing. How big an area of need is it for the Falcons? They have Ito Smith, presuming he's healthy, and we're going to presume that, Brian Hill and Quadri Olison right now, right? You got three backs back there. Is running back a high priority, enough of a high priority, that you're going to try and find a way to give Todd Gurley a deal? So it's a yes or no question here. Do you want him on the Falcons? And it may be a moot point, because there may be somebody out there, Hugh, that offers him so much more money than you could offer him. Because really, I think the Falcons are in a position where if you were going to offer something to Todd Gurley, it wouldn't be very much. It would not be very much.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got to figure that out, and you still have to sign your draft picks. That's the issue that we're dealing with. I know it'd be great, because a lot of people were, when they initially asked me, I answered the question with my initial thought process. And it's funny, because people were initially, you know how when you ask somebody something and you ask them in a way that you want to know their opinion, but when they give it to you, it doesn't line up with your thought process. Mm-hmm. And so they try to change a little bit. Felt like that was a little bit going on yesterday. And I got to tell those folks, when you ask me a question initially like that, and I don't have a chance to chew on it a little bit, you might not like the answer that you're going to get from me, because, number one, haven't had a chance to really think about it. Got up this morning having a little time to think about the Todd Gurley thing, feel a little bit differently about it. But at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, you can go out and get a younger back that might not be a Todd Gurley type initially, but when you talk about having a young running back with a committee of young running backs, go that route. Because people think about it like this. The days of Ezekiel Elliott's, Saquon Barkley's, guys like that, Todd Gurley's, Derrick Henry's. Why do you think they franchise tag Derrick Henry? Backs get used up quickly, and they get discarded quickly. That's why, you know, I would not be surprised they franchise tag Derrick Henry this year. He's not going to get big money deal this year. He's gone. Abe's in there going, bye-bye. He's gone. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Saquon Barkley is going to be the next guy. When his deal comes up, as many carries as he's had over the last couple of years, they're going to get rid of him. That's just the nature of the beast. That's why running backs, when they have one good year, if they have a good year, they sit out, because they know that they're going to be in a position where teams are going to get rid of them. They're going to get rid of them. That's just how it goes. So it's one of those things where – it would be nice to see Ty Gurley here, and I think the fans would be excited about it. But really, realistically, how much are you willing to pay him, number one, and how much are you going to get from him with that knee, that degenerative arthritic knee that he has, seriously? Because last year, you talk about the production and the playoffs and missing games because he had a knee injury and stuff like that. Who's to say you're not going to have more of that here? I mean, it's a whole lot that you have to deal with, and you got to – and think about it like this, people. We're going to play GM for a minute. You got a lot of young backs coming out that you're going to use up anyway, probably get a lot cheaper. You're going to use them up anyway, and you're going to use them as committee. Just go that route.
404-741-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line. The same, you can always follow us on Twitter at 929TheGame, at BigHugh53, and at John Fricke. You can, of course, listen to us on 929TheGame.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Another guy.
And you can stream us at radio.com. Todd Gurley, yes or no? You know, I'd be okay with like a one-year prove-it deal like Felix Hernandez has, but I don't think he's going to take that. But that's all I'd be willing to do, because on my priority list right now, I just gave you the list. Who's gone? Devondre Dez, Free, Hooper, Vic. And we've gotten two guys in Fowler and Hurst. We have a lot of holes here to fill that are going to be filled by kind of veteran free agents and by the draft. But where does running back rank? It's on the list, but it's not Hugh. It's not high on my list.
No, we need one, though. I mean, we need to show up that running game. And I know as soon as I said that, people are like, why don't we just go get Todd Gurley?
Actually,
he could be great for us.
Hugh, I have a new number one on my list of priorities now.
What's that?
Linebacker.
I mean, you'll get one of those, too. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, John. We get you. You need a puppy, too. We get you a puppy.
404-741-0929. You want to jump into the program? Todd Gurley, yes or no? After a CBS Sports Minute. The National Football League. There could be more news today. They're going to be, this offseason has been maybe the most spectacular offseason I could ever think of in terms of free agency. Nothing that I could think of has even come close to this when we talk about all the quarterbacks and all the stars that are moving, and we still have stars to figure out. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios, where they're going to light and where they're going to end up, because we're not done yet. And the Atlanta Falcons now, having lost, and we went through the list of Andre and Dez and Free and Hoop and Vic, have a lot of guys to replace through the draft and through free agency still. There are going to be some more veterans coming in, but how much money do you have to be able to get something? The question is, Todd Gurley, cut by the Rams yesterday, out there, would you make a run at him if you're the Atlanta Falcons, yes or no? Let's get a couple of your thoughts here. Let's go to John in Decatur, who's on with John and Hugh. Hey, John.
John.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. I can understand being here in the Atlanta area why people would want Todd Gurley, but it just don't seem realistic. I don't know what type of price he's trying to demand, because it's clearly something up with him. He's not explosive as he used to be, obviously. And the Falcons just, like we say, with a limited amount of cap money available, trying to go for a running back when you have many other holes that need to be filled just don't seem logical. So the Falcons might give him a look, man. Maybe try to appease the fans a little bit, like they're gonna try to give him a try. But I just don't see it happening from his end and what kind of money he's demanding, and from the Falcons' end and what kind of players we really need to help this team out to try to become a playoff team again. So I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. Really real show in the building.
Yeah, but
thank you.
John.
Thanks for calling in.
Where do you rate it on the priority list now, Hugh? I mean, is it still something that if you went into the season with Ito and Brian Hill and Quadri, would you be okay with that?
It's kind of hard to say, John. Haven't really seen a whole lot. I like Quadri Allison, what I've seen from him. I like what I've heard about him. And you know, what I've heard about him was through other people. So there's that. Dave Archer was the guy that was telling me that he really liked him as a running back, played a little bit of tailback in school as well, in college. So Dave really likes him. So I'm going off of secondhand knowledge and talking about, you know, what I think about that. To get another running back there wouldn't hurt. You know, Brian Hill's a guy who resurrected his career the second time around here. Ito Smith looks like a running back that's going to be pretty good. But, man, if we're talking about not wasting years, and I was looking on my timeline last night and looking at people that I follow, you know, a lot of people were all gung-ho about Todd Gurley and talk about one of the big keys to all of this was wasted seasons. Todd, all these wasted seasons, and we wasted time, and, you know, the time is now. You know, make a bold move and things of that nature. I get where people are coming from. We need somebody that's going to come in here and be effective. Now, do I think Todd Gurley can be effective? Maybe. Maybe, but that's a big maybe, man. And we already got a bunch of maybes on the roster. And I also understand that if we bring in another young running back, he's still a maybe. It's one of those things, though, for me, honestly, I would take a chance on one of those young backs and probably getting them a little bit cheaper. Because, you know, like when you talk about it now, John, you only have a certain amount of money that you can work with. And I think that the only money that you realistically have is enough money to sign your draft picks. That's about it.
Fritz in Gainesville is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Fritz. Todd Gurley, yes, Fritz. Or no?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
What about football? Football keeps going, guys. I love football. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big Georgia fan, man. I mean, if the part is right, you know, you're right. You know, production is very important. But if you're healthy, man, you would be better than all them three guys we have in the roster right now. So if the part is right, bring him on, man. I'm a big Georgia fan, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if he's healthy, but that's the big question, you know, and like some people talked about it last night, you know, he was healthy enough to get 14 touchdowns, 800 and something yards, but that's not the Todd Gurley I remember, you know, and when you talk about what you want from him and what we need from this offense and what we need at that position, I'm going to need a little bit more. But to your point, you're talking about a committee, running back by committee. If the price is right, yeah, I'll probably take a chance.
We go to, thank you, Fritz, Chris in Alpharetta.
Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, everybody's talking about younger backs. Todd Gurley is only 25 years old. And then look at Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson had injuries, and he came back, and they're signing him. He's playing well. I think Gurley could be a great addition. I say sign him for 3 years, $21 million, $15 million guaranteed, and it'll also boost attendance.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, Chris.
Ain't got $15 million again.
We don't have that money.
And then you talk about a guy with an arthritic knee. Arthritic knee.
I'm thinking more like 2 years and $7 million total.
And you're talking about 26 years old. He got a lot of wear and tear on his body, you know, for the time that he's been in the NFL.
Yeah, but Adrian Peterson can do it. He can do it.
Adrian Peterson's a different animal, though. Like, excuse me, even when you talk about the way when he tore his ACL, he healed different. He healed faster than any other back ever. And when he came back, he didn't look like he lost a step. Like, he was a different animal.
Well, if you get him for 2 years and $7 million, that's a bargain basement deal. Then it's a no-brainer. That's
I know.
I agree with you.
Right. And my thing is, will he take that? No. And, you know, and then if he goes to Tampa, let's say he goes to play with Brady in Tampa, just for the sake of argument here, because Tampa still has some money. Man, people around here are going to be – you want to talk about being in their feelings? Todd Gurley going to Tampa to play with Brady.
I don't know why you're going to be in your feelings. They don't have any they don't have any money. They don't have – like, if Todd Gurley goes to Tampa 2 years, $15 million, that's more money than he would get here.
Yep, we don't have it.
Like, that's a no-brainer. He wants to play here, yes, and we understand that. But people need to understand it. And when it comes to this, if this happens, you need to get out your feelings. If he goes somewhere that's not Atlanta or Miami, which the two teams that he said he wanted to go to, it's because he got more money. Like right now, people, he lost $10.3 million yesterday. Like yesterday, if he could have held on, he would have got that. He'd have been a Ram. He could have got that. In his mind right now, he's trying to get as close to that $10 million as he possibly can. That's what he's trying to do. So he's not going to – like, people need to realize, yeah, you have places that you want to play, but if that money's not right, you're not going there, just like you're not going to the job that you really like if the money's not right. Yeah, I want to be there, but, hey, the money ain't right. That's a no-brainer.
404-741-0929, Josh and McDonough. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Hugh and John, how y'all doing?
Living the dream, brother. How you doing today? You out there staying safe?
Yeah, man. I'm out here driving a trash truck. But hey. Brian Hill, I think they're a good change of backs that complement each other pretty good. And like Hugh was saying the other day, we got Farkle and Ease on the defense, man. on the defensive line especially, dude, we got to get a pass rush. So it's a no for me. I'm going defense.
All right. No from Josh McDonough, and stay safe out there, Josh, as you keep our streets clean and everything like that. Hey, I got to say that it's enticing if you're a Georgia fan, because I know Georgia fans have looked around to you for a long time and said, boy, wouldn't it be great if the Falcons could get a Georgia star, and they haven't had many. And I understand that. When Mike Rozier at the end of his career came to the Falcons, I was really excited for Mike Rozier to come here because I'm a Nebraska fan, so it was my guy, you know. But by the time he got here, it was really, I think it was his last stop. It was the end of his career. And he didn't do a whole lot with the Falcons because by that time he had all beat up. He'd probably even tell you that. But still, he still lives in the Atlanta area, made his home here. So I understand the enticement, Hugh, of wanting a Georgia guy. We so badly for Georgia fans want to have that guy, you know, our star, be a Falcons star too.
Man, I'd rather have DeAndre Swift than Ty Gurley. I mean, I understand. I mean, if that's the route we're going because we want somebody that played for the Dogs on the squad, go get Swift. Go get that guy. You know, because when you talk about the skill set that we need, a bigger back, can run between the tackles, can catch out of the backfield, go get that guy. I would go get him before I got Todd Gurley. But that probably won't happen. But if I had the choice between the two, I would take DeAndre Swift over Todd Gurley.
Darian's in Griffin. He's on with John and Hugh. Big question of the morning. Todd Gurley, yes or no? Hey, Darian.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Todd Gurley, yes, sir. Most definitely. Not saying that just because I'm a Georgia fan. Go Dogs. I'm saying that because look at his stats. If you go from 2018, he went from having 17 touchdowns to 2019, only 12 touchdowns. Now, if you look at that by offensive line, Los Angeles Rams offensive line changed a lot from 2018 to 2019. So I believe if Atlanta Falcons can get a better offensive line, I think Todd Gurley would be a great pick for us.
So you ain't worried about that arthritic knee that he has, huh? Not that does not even factor in for you at all.
I mean, if Todd Gurley's young, I'm not gonna say 25 is not young because I'm 23 and I still move around great. But I believe if we could get him for at least I say $10 million. You know, $10 million. Like,
do we have
like
that
money? $5 million.
I just don't, Darian. I just don't even know that we have that money. That's a part of the problem.
Well, I mean, we should have that money if we have the money to be able to afford not only a football team but also a soccer team.
No, Darian, God love you, Darian. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's a salary cap.
Man, let Darian talk. He provided me much comedy this morning. He's got
plenty of cash, yeah.
I'm 23, hey, I'll move around, great.
If we can spend unlimited,
Darren,
man. Darren,
how many times you've been hit by 300-pound linemen and running through tackles and doing all that stuff that Todd Gurley does? It's a little different. I mean, I respect your passion, man, but, I mean, I'm here to tell you it's a little different. It's a little different. Darren is a diehard Dog fan. You got to love it, though, man. I got a couple of those yesterday. Oh, Twitter. And I never, like I said, a lot of this conversation that I had, I got caught with it when it was dropped in my lap and people were asking questions. I'm, you know, trying to accommodate and answer questions. But man, sometimes you need to take a breather, people. I understand it's excitement. You need to take a breather and remove yourself from your fandom and be realistic and just be logical. Because that's the first thing that jumped in my head. Okay, why they cut Todd Gurley? Must be hurt. Okay, he had 14 touchdowns last year. Not as productive as he once was. Mm-hmm. Only had he had under 900 yards. Oh, and you factor in the fact that he has that arthritic knee that he missed a significant amount of time for. Logic. But I appreciate your passion.
Yeah,
Go Dogs.
If they're going to spend that kind of money on a running back,
Tigers.
Rams are probably going, let's go get Melvin Gordon. Because he didn't have an arthritic knee. Yeah, let's see where we're going with this. 404-741-0929. Todd Gurley, yes or no? If you're streaming, love to know. When you call in, let us know that you're streaming us on radio.com. As we continue discussing the big football story of the day, and may not be the only big one, because remember, we still have big names out there that could sign in the NFL. But John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning show with John and Hugh. We're talking about Todd Gurley, yes or no, and how high a priority running back is with Devondre Campbell going to the Arizona Cardinals, you're starting to look at potentially the Falcons getting into the business of drafting a linebacker at some point. Isaiah Simmons is off the board, by the way, because he's going to go top five probably. But maybe you know, somebody like Patrick Queen of LSU or Zach Baun of Wisconsin might be a guy you could look at in round two, Hugh, if he's there. And the Falcons might be looking at linebacker. But as for running back, you know, at this point, I think that the Falcons are going to draft a running back. This is just my guess, but it won't be till like the fourth round.
Yeah, they're probably going to draft every position that they need to fill. You know, they've been pretty successful with that. You know, Foye Luikin is a guy that comes to mind, you know, where they brought him in, and he's been pretty good for them. So I think that they have that part of it on lock. So I'm not too much worried about that. It's just that we're strapped for cash right now. Strapped for cash, can't make a whole lot of moves, can't go out and get those big-name free agents. I know a lot of people were talking about Clay Matthews. Probably won't happen.
Yeah, he was cut too.
Yeah, probably won't happen.
And start thinking about this. Let's say the Falcons could go into round three and get Clyde Edwards-Helaire of LSU. Would you rather have him or would you rather have Gurley? John in Athens. Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so I want to start off this by saying I'm a diehard Georgia fan. Todd, we can't be shopping for, like, steaks. So, we just, you know, we got to keep this money on this budget. Appreciate you taking my call, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you,
John in Athens. We go to Harold in Kennesaw. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Harold. Getting a little pulse of the town. Todd Gurley is an Atlanta Falcon. Hey, Harold.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy your show. You know, the problem with this question about Todd Gurley is you got all these delusional Bulldog fans calling in. So you got to discount that except for the previous caller. But the problem is don't spend the money on Gurley. It's no good until you solidify the offensive line. It doesn't matter who you put back there as a running back. Solidify the offensive line. And it take care of all your issues. Why do you think Brady, Manning, all these great quarterbacks do what they do? It's because they're able to stand back there and hit the wide open receivers. I don't know. I just we've been talking about offensive and defensive line with the Falcons for years and years. They won't do anything about it. It doesn't matter who you put as running back, in my opinion. But thanks for taking my call. Listen,
I appreciate that, Harold.
Thank you.
And there is truth to that, Hugh. If you can't block, it ain't going to matter who's back there.
Yeah, this is true, man. And I understand that, you know, there's an affinity for Todd Gurley here in Atlanta. But realistically, I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, for the money standpoint, and I think that there's probably going to be another team out there that wants to get him, and they're going to be able to be in position to pay him the money that he wants. They're going to overpay for him.
Tim is in Atlanta. We're getting, again, a pulse of the town. Todd Gurley, yes or no? Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for having me, man. I just want to say I'm a big fan of Georgia, so of course I would want Todd Gurley, but I feel like him being hurt, it just wouldn't really matter. But in the same role, if you look at it, his stats decreased due to the fact that he had to share the backfield. And with Devontae Freeman sharing the backfield in the same role, he only had 2 touchdowns. Todd Gurley had 12. I mean, we could use that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you have to be realistic. And why did he have to start sharing the backfield? Because he got hurt. And because Todd Gurley, when he first got there, man, he was a workhorse. He was that dude. That's why they drafted him so high. Because he was that dude. And when he got hurt, then he had to start splitting the carries. He got hurt, he got paid, he got hurt, and he had to start splitting his carries. And, you know, for that type – now, I get what you're saying. For that type of money, you know, he became expendable. You know, you're talking about $10 million. He became expendable. But I feel like, you know, even when you have a guy with an arthritic knee, there are going to be times when he's not going to play. Because there were times since he's been hurt that he didn't play. And, you know, there were times last year where he didn't play. We're in a position right now. We ain't got time to be fooling around with our number one back missing games and, you know, because we got to give him some rest because he got too much work last week or whatever. I like Todd Gurley too, but I don't think he's healthy enough to be what we need him to be here. You know, I know we're talking about, well, you know, split the carries and things of that nature. I mean, okay, I hear you. But you got too many good running backs coming out now that you ain't really got to do that with. You know what I mean? You got too many coming out now that you really don't have to do all that with.
Gurley's going to want to get paid to some degree as a number one back, Hugh. You didn't want to. I think if he believes in himself, even with his art,
he's going to want to get some. Yeah, bread. Yeah, he's going to want to get paid. No question.
We go to Ty in Riverdale. He's on with John and Hugh. Morning to you, Ty.
Good morning, man. Look, in a world of fantasies, you have to be a realist. And I'm a Georgia fan. I'm born and raised in Georgia, man. But we cannot take Todd Gurley right now. I love this man. This man got knees like rice cakes right now. The thing about it is, we need to, if we're going to do it, we need to get him at some type of hometown discount. You know what I'm saying? Get one of these ladies from one of these shoe modeling establishments or something like that. Not the ones with 20,000 views, maybe like 1,000 views. Get one of them on them. But our main focus needs to be our defense. Our defense is lacking. We just gave away our tight end that was producing, and we got somebody in that only had like 349 yards last year. So it's like, we need to focus on defense and what we can control. Todd Gurley, we can't control. There's too many ifs on that one. And we got three running backs that we can do committee, and we'll be okay, man.
And there's going to be running backs available. I mean, there were very productive running backs. It's a position that doesn't get drafted as much. I'll give you another name, A.J. Dillon out of Boston College, who had a tremendous career at Boston College, was one of the best running backs in college football, and he is projected as a fifth or even sixth round pick. So you can go into the weekend looking for a running back and get somebody that can tote the rock. That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, yeah, if Todd Gurley, Hugh, would take a prove-it contract like Felix Hernandez just took with the Braves, okay, maybe yes. But yeah, aside from that, no.
I think you're going to run into the biggest issue you're probably going to run into is that there are going to be other teams that are going to be interested in Todd Gurley, and there are going to be other teams that are going to be in position to give Todd Gurley more money than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might be something. You know, it's one thing to say you want to be somewhere and be close to home. But at the end of the day, John, you just lost out on $10 million. Even though it's money that you didn't have, you're going to try to get as much of that as you possibly can.
Right.
Somebody's going to come in, if they feel like, you know, you still have something left in the tank, they're going to take a chance for you. And this is another thing, John. We're in a position right now where, to be honest, for Todd Gurley, this is the worst time you could possibly be cut. You know, especially with the NFL not, you know, restricting business, restricting travel, restricting, you know, physicals and things of that nature. No doctor is going to want to sign Todd Gurley sight unseen. No team, excuse me, is going to want to sign Todd Gurley sight unseen. You know, until we get back to normal business, he might be sitting with that knee injury. Don't let me say knee injury because he's making it sound like he's hurt now. With that arthritic knee,
mm-hmm.
with the arthritic knee that he has. Somebody wants to look at that and see what he has left and evaluate him from there.
And that's a very good point, by the way. What about a physical? Jermaine in Lovejoy, again, taking the pulse of the city about Todd Gurley, yes or no. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey, good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Stream you guys every morning on radio.com on my next hub. Todd Gurley, I think too often, too many times, people get caught up on these big names. The Falcons, we are good at running back. As long as the offensive line is doing their job, Quadri, you know, Ito, Brian Hill, those guys can do a decent enough job. Like you said yesterday, the Falcons have too much money tied up on the offensive side. They need to go straight defense. We need a linebacker, cornerback, still need help on the defensive line. They need to go straight defense, and that's it.
I would agree, man. We need to get some ballers. We need to get some ballers on that defensive side of the ball. And honestly, I don't think the money's going to be there. Like there's going to be – if there's a market for Todd Gurley, now it becomes a bidding war to a certain extent. And, you know, he's going to be looking to probably cash out. He's probably going to be trying to look and get as much money as he possibly can because, honestly, Todd Gurley might be done as a running back in 2 years. And, I mean, you know, with the injury that he has and, you know, the fact that there are younger running backs coming out every year – Todd Gurley, this might be his last hurrah. I mean, realistically, with the situation that he has. I'm going to call it a situation because I don't want to say it's an injury because I don't want nobody, you know, coming at me talking about, oh, he ain't injured. He played last year. Okay, you're right. But, yeah, it's going to be tough, man. It's a cold game, but, you know, that's why I say you try to get as much money and memories as much as you possibly can in this game.
Well, we heard one caller say, well, you know, Austin Hooper, you traded Austin Hooper for a guy that didn't do much. Well, if you believe Jim Nagy, who's the director of the Senior Bowl and is one of the premier NFL draft scouts, we had him on our show a couple of days ago. He said that he believes that Hayden Hurst is a better tight end than Austin Hooper. He's a better blocker, said he's great in the locker room, said he's got the best hands of any tight end in the NFL. That's what he said of Hayden Hurst. And so if you believe Jim Nagy, the Falcons didn't take a step back from Austin Hooper. They may have taken, at the worst, a lateral step, or maybe even, who knows, a step up at that position for the new tight end who's going to get quite a run with the Atlanta Falcons, Hayden Hurst. He was on with Dukes and Bell. You want to talk about a guy that can get you fired up? Nagy said he was great in the locker room. This will get you fired up. There's a few minutes of this interview that you go, yeah, okay, this guy, I get this guy. If you haven't heard Hayden Hurst yet, you'll hear him next. And like Jermaine and Lovejoy, you can stream us 24/7, 365. And if you are listening on radio.com when we take your call, do give us a little bit of shout out for that. Because interested to know who's out there streaming that free radio.com app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.